With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and joined once again now by the St. John's Prep football coach, Brian St. Pierre. And Coach, welcome back. First rainy day we've had in a while.
Hey, Rick. Good morning. Thanks for having me back on. Yeah, it's a little bit rainy. Feels like October, so pretty appropriate.
It does. Hey, listen, first thing I want to ask you about is the week. I'm not going to call it a week off because obviously there's no such thing. But without a game on Saturday, what did you guys do last week?
Yeah, we had a couple practices, a couple lifts, but we tried to keep it very intentional, I would call it. We had two very, very physical practices and two very good lifts. And then they had some time also to kind of get caught up on academic work and take care of their bodies and see their families and kind of act like normal teenage high school boys a little bit too.
Is there such thing as a normal teenage high school boy?
In parentheses.
Okay, I got you. I taught for a long time, man, so I understand that. My wife at once worked for a company that she was being evaluated for her annual review, and I love this kind of approach. The supervisors would ask her to do more of something, to do less of something, or to keep doing. And I think with football coaches, you're always emphasizing improvement. So what do you want to see your kids do more of?
It's just the little things right now. You know, we talk quite often, and I talk to the kids quite often about this as well, is we got to take care of inside, take care of in-house, take care of us. And that's what we really try to turn the focus on to us is, you know, the opponents are the opponents, and there's nothing we can do about the opponents who are on our schedule, but we can control us daily. And it was just kind of getting back to that focus, that frame of mind, not that we lost it, but just kind of recentering it for our team. And you know, it came at a good time. It's the end of our non-conference schedule. We start up in conference this week, so it's more just about, you know, putting one foot in front of the other and getting back to little things and fundamentals and basics and turning the focus inward to us.
Your offense is always getting a lot of write-ups, of course, by Phil Stacey and Matt Williams because of how prolific it has been so far. But your defense has been pretty outstanding as well. Can you maybe give me a little focus on the guys on defense?
Yeah, it's really been all 11. We have room to grow. If you asked us as a staff and as players, we're not where we want to be on defense. Some of the results might look like that, but we have miles to go.
Mm-hmm.
I look at that as a positive. I think we play pretty good defense, and I think we could play great defense. You know, up front in the front seven, it's kind of been a rotation of guys along the line. Alex Bajoris, Tom Lafferty have really stood out in my mind. Josh Harmon to some degree as well. And then inside backers, Drew Bossy is a senior who's really stepped up for us and filled a huge hole. You know, we had a need there, and he's really filled it well in his first year as an inside linebacker. And then Jackson Tucker's a captain at the other inside backer. So they've been solid. And then our edge play has been really good with Alex Terese, Nick Shibley, and Evan Morjazy. So
mm-hmm.
We're happy there. Secondary's been a work in progress. They're veteran. They're getting better each week. You know, our safeties, Aaron Radke and Lucas Pelletier, have played pretty well so far. So those are some of the names. But it's really been a collective, all 11.
Mm-hmm.
But we can get better.
Without giving anything away, we see in pro sports that it's a certain linebacker who wears a dot on his helmet to relay stuff to the other guys. But what's communication like? What's the key to communication on a high school defense?
Looking over at the sideline. You'd be amazed. I mean, trying to get some of these kids, they're so locked in. Sometimes you're like screaming at the top of your lungs just to get them to give you eye contact to give the signal in. You know, and I think that's just, we see a lot of nowadays, too. I mean, it's not uncommon for us to see half of our opponents go, you know, no huddle, hurry up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a lot of time sometimes to get it in. So you got to get your eyes focused over here real quickly to get the next call, but then lock right back into what's going on in the field. So it's a constant progression in practice. We work on it in practice. So we're definitely much better at it now than we were at the beginning of the year. But when you open with a team like Marshfield, who goes as fast as anyone in the state, you know, it causes a lot of headaches on opening day, but also gets you ready. So
mm-hmm.
We're ahead of the game that way.
Well, you're a pretty hard guy to miss on the sideline, so I would think that you'd be easy
not
to pick.
Not quiet either.
I know. Well, that's good. I don't know any coach who is, but I understand. Coach, now you got to travel again this week, and you guys do a lot of road work. What is the challenge of taking a long trip like going out to Shrewsbury?
just you're playing a good team on the road first and foremost, and then, you know, we don't have many trips that are under an hour, and this one certainly isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an early start Saturday, so it's a 12 o'clock start. I mean, we're getting on the bus around 9, so teenage boys, Saturday morning, I mean, you know the drill.
You
got to wake them up.
Here we go again, yep.
Our parents are great about that, though. They'll have, like, snack bags and food for the boys and drinks, which is great, you know, when they leave. And then they also have them for after the game. Our parent group does a great job, a tremendous job supporting these guys. And we'll get them ready, but it's tough. Saturday morning games, well, I mean, it's noon, but it's basically a Saturday morning game.
Yeah.
It's tough.
What time you usually get home from a trip out to Shrewsbury?
Say the game's 2:30. By the time we wrap up and everything, he's talking about 3:15, so you're probably on the bus 3:30, 4:30-ish, quarter mm-hmm. five.
Okay. That's not as bad as...
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday. If it was a Friday night, forget it.
Right, exactly. All right, Coach, anything else you want to mention about the game coming up?
No, just really excited to be back at it. It feels like forever.
Mm-hmm.
It almost was like a slow death last week, like the season was over. I was talking to my defensive coordinator last night. We both felt the same way, like we missed the kids. We want to be back around it, so it'll be good. We have just filmed today, but then we'll practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week and get back into a normal routine and prepare for what's coming up, which is the championship month in November.
But right.
We've got to take care of business right now in October. And, you know, our kids are excited about it in conference. The games mean more just because the rivalries are that much more intense.
Yeah, we should point out, too, also, this is the first actual league game.
Yeah, this is the first league game.
All right. Brian, thank you so much. I'm glad you're back at it. You guys survived the week, and good luck this week.
Thanks, Rick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That is St. John's Prep football coach Brian St. Pierre, excuse me. That's right again. Brian St. Pierre of the Prep. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.